You're listening to, wait, okay. Wait, actually, let's, wait, like, can, okay, I can hear myself now.
Okay, I can hear myself too.
You're listening to
WJRH 104.9
FM
Lafayette College
Radio
Easton,
Pennsylvania.
This was better, right?
Most definitely. You're getting the hang of it. Well, welcome back, everyone. Okay.
Anyway,
yeah, this is plus 90.
I feel like as a pair, we are doing either a good job or a bad job. So if we mess it up, it's not just my fault.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Well, I've been doing this for a year now.
Okay, I know.
So
I know.
Give me a little bit of credit, I guess. but yeah, this is plus 90. We have
Shusha
tonight. And introduce yourself, I guess.
I'm Trisha. I'm from India. I'm a freshman. You don't want to know what I'm majoring in because I don't know yet. So yeah, that's about it, I guess.
So are we going to have a special night tonight, Trisha?
Hopefully. Maybe. I didn't really put together the playlist myself.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully we will.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she's humble and we're going to listen to great songs.
Yeah, also, like, if you didn't put it together by yourself, like, that means it's like, more democratic choice. So it's probably, like, more eclectic taste. So yeah, I'm sure we'll have a special night.
All right. Well, I guess let's just start with the first song because right now you guys are both kind of tense and I don't know what to say.
No, I'm not tense at all.
Let's actually give our phone number just in case anybody may want to call us. Yes, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, so our phone is 610-330-5316. And I repeat, 610-330-5316. Call us. We'd love to hear from anyone because otherwise we're just here by ourselves and it's Thursday night. So yeah, give us a call. Cheer us up.
We should letter code that. Kind of like, you know, I don't know, 610-WJRH. Or like something like that. You know, that'd be nice.
That's the order in you speaking.
So would you like to talk about the first song we have here?
Yes. It's called Ye Shaam Mastani. It's a very old Bollywood song. And it basically talks about nature. So I guess it'll be good. Let's just get into it.
Okay. Well, enjoy everyone.
मस्तानी मदहोश किए जाए मुझे डोर कोई खींचे तेरी ओर लिए जाए ये शाम मस्तानी मदहोश किए जाए मुझे डोर कोई खींचे तेरी ओर लिए जाए तू हंस के जहर कोई पिए जाए शाम मस्तानी मदहोश किए जा मुझे डोर कोई खींचे तेरी ओर लिए जा शर्म तेरी कसम मेरे होंठ सिए जाए शाम मस्तानी मदहोश किए जा मुझे डोर कोई खींचे तेरी ओर लिए जा तकदीर जैसे कोई खामोश ऐसे है तू तस्वीर जैसे कोई तेरी नजर बन के जुबान लेकिन तेरे पैगाम दिए जाए शाम मस्तानी मदहोश किए जा मुझे तो कोई खींचे तेरी ओर दिए जा
Yep. So, what did you think about that, Tamar?
Well, I think I liked how colorful the video was, but then I heard that like all Indian song videos are gonna be pretty colorful, so
yep.
Well, I'm excited for that. And then I also heard that these are romantic songs, and I like romantic songs, so Trisha, would you like to tell us a bit more on this?
Like, what's the what was happening in the song? I mean, we saw a guy walking around the same woman like roughly 20 times, so it was a little creepy, but I'm sure there is a lovely meaning behind it.
Yeah. So, well, first, old Bollywood videos would basically be that people on a cliff walking around each other. So, what you saw?
Walking around each.
Basically, and dancing. But this particular song was talking about how it is a beautiful evening that he is getting to spend with her. And basically that over and over again. As I said, it's a really old song.
Okay.
It's funny because like it looked to me like it was afternoon, not evening. But, well, I guess like... Well, I guess people's conceptions of time in that sense is different because like... Say in Georgia, we think that evening is maybe after like 8 or so. But in the US, evening is like after 5 or so.
Same. Oh,
this is definitely special effects of some sort. I don't know. It looks like as if they had been like in front of a green screen and the background was just...
This is actually shot in the foothill of the Himalayas.
Did it?
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's really yes. pretty.
Yeah,
India's a pretty country.
So did you like just come to US for education? Did you come here before or like, you know, did you just all like grew up in India the whole time?
Well, I was in US for a summer school program last year
mm-hmm.
at the University of Rhode Island. And that is what got me to come back. That is what told me that maybe I prefer the US education system for college.
Did you mostly apply to liberal arts colleges on the East Coast?
All liberal arts colleges. Okay. I applied only to liberal arts colleges.
Yeah, that's what I did too. Yeah.
Really? Why? Just like I'm curious. Because like I had no, you know, I didn't care if it was liberal arts.
I guess. Well, I didn't know that much about the U.S. education system, but then I was told that liberal arts colleges might give pretty good financial aid, and then I like. Know.
Okay, that I agree with that.
I mean,
most of my list was liberal arts colleges, but it wasn't because they were liberal arts. It was because they were giving financial aid.
But then, I mean, once I actually saw what liberal arts college means, well, it sounded really nice to me because, I mean, I like being exposed to a bunch of different disciplines. And I thought that was cool rather than, like, go to a professional university from the very beginning because, like, in Georgia, you choose... if you want to go to business school or like do economics or do law from the very beginning. So when you're 17, you have to make this choice. And I I hate making such choices. So I was like, oh, more time for me to decide what I want to do with my life. Is that like around the same?
It's the same. Like in India, you have to like decide.
My mom just messaged me, and she said, "Nice music."
Oh, thanks!
Oh, cool!
Yay!
Hey, you can't say thanks. You didn't choose a song.
So this
is my friend did. I did look over the list.
Okay.
My friend did.
Okay, going back to question. Yeah, you came here for summer school, but like, did you just grow up in India?
Yes, I grew up in India. Like, but I did have a lot of foreign exposure because I did a lot of exchange programs. My school had a lot of. Students all the time from all over the world and everything. So yeah,
does a lot of people do it, or is it like, were you like kind of lucky? Maybe
very small percentage. Out of like 200, five of us are going abroad this year, and all five of us happen to be in the US. But well, yeah, it's a very small percentage of people who apply.
So what part or what city are you from in India?
I'm from Kolkata, which is...
Yeah, I've heard of Kolkata.
Oh, that's my favorite.
You have? Oh, wait, that's awesome.
I mean, I don't think either of us has been to Kolkata, but I'm sure we've both heard of it.
I've heard of it, but like...
It's like right next to Bangladesh. That's the easier explanation to give.
I see.
It's in the state of West Bengal.
Oh, I see it. It looks beautiful.
Well, it's a city, so I don't know how beautiful it can be.
How's the river? Like, is it beautiful? Like, walking by the river or something like that?
It is beautiful in parts. I mean, some parts can be really polluted, but mostly it's really beautiful.
I mean, I can't see myself, but like, I can put myself in the map.
Yep. That's right by the river. That's called Strand Road.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, you know this place?
Yes.
Yeah, we're looking at Google Maps right now.
Let's walk to here. And this area where people just...
It's like basically like just by the river. It's this area where you can chill.
Pretty cool.
This actually kind of looks like Turkey, honestly.
I was thinking this kind of looks like Batumi, which is this like Georgian town on Black Sea.
Which is kind of weird because, you know, I would never think that it would look like Turkey.
That's just one part. If you zoom into like a different part, it's going to be very different.
I mean, of course, like the general vibe is very different. It's just like the, you know, how they put that kind of a structure there, or like how this, you know, right by the river, they have this kind of a walking area. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's very, I don't know, it just kind of feels like home.
what's like the population size of Kolkata? A few million, I would say, probably.
I actually would not know the number, but it's very high. Kolkata's a very dense
city. That's why we have Google, right?
Yep. 4.5 million people.
There you go.
Oh my god, that is the
larger than Georgia.
That is the population of Georgia, and like actually a third of Georgian population is abroad because of like the economic problems and stuff. So I think right now maybe there are like 3 to 4 million Georgians living inside Georgia. That's like crazy to me.
Yeah,
wow.
That's my city.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay. So should we play the next song?
Sure. Anything you'd like to tell us about the next song, Trisha?
It's again a very romantic song.
How romantic, like from 0 to, let's say, tell me like...
Oh, I like that, 0 to 10.
Not Romeo Juliet, but like, give me something else, give me something more romantic, like, there was this couple, do you know that couple, like, they, after they broke up, they went to the, like, the Wall of China, and they started walking from each one side, and...
Wait, is this current?
Yeah, this is real. I mean, this happened like a few years ago. I don't even know how many years, but like when they were going to break up, they started walking from each side of the China Wall, Wall of Great China, or Great Wall of China.
Great Wall of China. Wall of Great China.
every permutation of the name. And, you know, they met in the middle. They hugged for one last time and they never saw each other again.
Aww,
but then...
That like broke my heart right now.
Bing, bing, bing. She was performance artist, right?
Yeah.
And she had a performance art in New York where she was sitting across the desk, and people would come in and people would sit across her, and when it was, you know, when she heard the sound, she would open her eyes and she would look into the eyes of the person that she's sitting across for 1 minute or 3 minutes.
Okay, now it's kind of coming back.
And, you know, after that time period, she would close her eyes and that person would get up and the next person would come. And after this couple broke up, after roughly, I don't know, years or like months, the guy actually went to this performance art and she opened her eyes and he was in front of him.
Wow.
And in front of her, and you know, she has to look into his eyes because that's the art there. And she started crying, and after 3 minutes or whatever, she has to close her eyes back because that's also part of her art, which is incredibly artistic and at the same time sad and beautiful.
So what happened? Like, did they get
they
never saw each other?
I mean, these people don't just break up on like a whim, you know?
I know.
They probably had a problem where they really couldn't, you know, either change themselves or something. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, honestly, like at this point, I kind of... yeah, at this point, I feel like if there was a breakup, there was probably like
a big
reason. Yeah.
This kind of a couple, you know, like a couple who would start walking from each end of Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they broke up because, you know, you didn't put your... wash the laundry or something.
Yeah. Gosh.
But yeah, that's a good story for you guys. Next song.
Story.
And enjoy the next song. What is it? Tarif karo kya uski jinse tumhe banaya.
That was actually pretty good.
Wow, yeah, that's
how
I do it.
Your pronunciation was actually pretty good.
Yeah, well, enjoy.
चांद सा रोशन चेहरा जुल्फों का रंग सुनहरा ये झील सी नीली आंखें कोई राज है इनमें गहरा तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें बनाया ये चांद सा रोशन चेहरा जुल्फों का रंग सुनहरा ये झील सी नीली आंखें कोई राज है इनमें गहरा तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें बनाया एक चीज कयामत भी है लोगों से सुना करते थे तुम्हें देख के मैंने माना वो ठीक कहा कहा करते थे है चाल में तेरी जालिम कुछ ऐसी बला का जादू सब बार संभाला दिल को पर होके रहा बेकाबू तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें बनाया ये चांद सा रोशन चेहरा जुल्फों का रंग सुनहरा ये झील सी नीली आंखें कोई राज है इनमें गहरा तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें बनाया सुबह किरण की लाली है रंग तेरे गालों का हर शाम की चादर काली साया है तेरे बालों का है किरण की लाली है रंग तेरे गालों का हर शाम की चादर काली साया है तेरे बालों का साया है तेरे बालों का तू बल खाती एक नदिया हर मौज तेरी अंगड़ाई जो इन मौजों में डूबा उसने ही दुनिया पाई तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें बनाया ये चांद सा रोशन चेहरा जुल्फों का रंग सुनहरा ये झील सी नीली आंखें कोई राज है इनमें गहरा तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें बनाया मैं खोज में हूँ मंजिल की और मंजिल पास है मेरे मुकड़े से हटा दो आंचल हो जाए दूर अंधेरे हो जाए दूर अंधेरे माना के ये जलवे तेरे कर देंगे मुझे दीवाना जी भर के जरा मैं देखूं अंदाज तेरा मस्ताना तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें बनाया ये चांद सा रोशन चेहरा सुल्फों का रंग सुनहरा ये झील सी नीली आंखें कोई राज है इनमें गहरा तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें बनाया 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 तारीफ करूं क्या उसकी जिसने तुम्हें
I was gonna continue the ending, but I have no idea what she's saying. Tarificar que acusa que. I don't know. So what does it mean?
Well,
tarificar que auski jisne tumhe panaya.
Pronunciation first is pretty good. Again, and the literal translation would be: in what words do I praise the person who made you? So it's a guy singing to a girl.
Like, you know, the praising the mom.
Yes. Like,
we have a saying exact. We have a saying very similar to that. Like, but in Turkish, it's more like, you know, to the mom, you know.
Okay.
Gave birth to you.
Oh my gosh, we have a same. Have the same thing. Like, what kind of mother gave birth to you?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
But it's kind of like creepy because
I know.
Like in Turkey, there are a lot of people who are kind of like equivalent of rednecks in here in US.
Yeah.
And I mean, they would use it just for the passing girls and stuff. So it
kind of catcalling.
Yeah, it kind of lost its meaning and became something that's kind of detestable. But yeah, you know, that was an interesting, you know, video clip. I really enjoyed that. What are they on?
They are actually in the Kashmir Valley, which is in the north of India.
We should look that up too.
No, you continue talking.
Right.
You know about
And they're in a boat in the valley, probably in the Dal Lake. And they're dancing and enjoying a nice boat ride. Kashmir is a really pretty place though.
Yeah, it's so pretty. I just love these videos.
Like, you can see the mountains in the background.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those are not... Well, okay, I see the mountain there.
You see the mountains? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that impressed because in Turkey it's also very mountainous, but like the river is very beautiful and like how they use the colors is really beautiful too. Well, the guy isn't that beautiful.
The guy is wearing a suit.
He kind of reminds me of Bilal.
Oh gosh, I hope he's not listening though.
Why not?
The guy is behaving like really weird. He's jumping and like just trying to get
her
attention.
Well, if you describe it, then I hope he's not listening. But the guy does look like, or behaves like Bilal a little bit.
I don't think he would be listening though. He has so much homework. Well, he doesn't have that much homework. He just like does homework a lot.
I thought he would get really offended.
Oh gosh,
if he
I hope
that,
he's not listening.
If he heard that we made fun of him. Like, you know, last year we would make fun of like a lot of people on the radio.
But just, were they
but,
actually
like, they were
listening?
Really close. Yeah, they were listening. And like, you know, we would actually have a very inside joke environment with Jawad and Amrit. And I'm sure Amrit maybe might
Amrit
be listening.
Amrit might be listening. Yeah. I told him I'm going to be on.
And you know, like I told him too, because he was like, I could come tonight, and I was like, oh, okay. we got someone. But yeah, you know, like those people usually don't care, and I think that's beautiful. But like, I feel like if Bilal heard, he would be like, oh, that's so offensive.
Oh my gosh, now I really hope he doesn't listen to this. Oh gosh, I actually sent McKelvey an email. I was like, guys, if you're feeling well, this was last Thursday, but you're feeling multicultural tonight, you should listen to this show every Thursday between 11 and 12.
Did anyone tell you anything about it? Because like, if they listen, they usually say something like,
yeah.
No one told me anything.
Then nobody listened. Like literally every single person who listened to my radio show later at some time, they told me, you know, hey, you know, I heard your radio show.
Yeah, that
or
makes
like maybe
sense.
We have some secret fans and you know they're just trying to, you know, learn more about us through this radio show. So maybe next time I meet someone, they're gonna mention the story that I've told here, and I'm gonna be like, oh, I know that story.
You
also know that. That's so cool.
Yeah. Actually, I feel like if you have a crush on someone and they have a radio show, listening to their radio show is gonna be perfect.
That'd be a little creepy.
No.
Well, but you could just kind of.
It would be creepy.
But you could.
You are literally gathering evidence. This
okay, yeah, it
what
is
kind
it
of
is creepy.
Are you gathering?
Not evidence, but like, you know, like stuff that you can use in conversation or like to get to know them better.
I think
just
it's
because
a cute
you wanna
thing.
I don't think so. I
think
definitely
it's a cute
don't think
thing
so.
Listening to someone
I
like,
think
I would say it's a cute thing. Yeah.
I think if you actually like are compatible with someone, you would naturally feel that, you know, when you're talking to that person.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Without any Facebook stalking or without any radio show stalking.
The radio show doesn't have to come up in conversation, but I can still listen to it.
Okay, that's okay. But if your intention is to learn more about that person.
Yeah, well, that's creepy.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think listening to someone's radio show would be cool and, like, cute. But then, like, of course, you should still be able to have a conversation with them without knowing anything prior about them. Like, that's how people met each other, like, before Facebook. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that would also make you more comfortable because you wouldn't have any expectations of the person that you're talking to. And that's how it should be, you know, because there's no like relationships that's just, you know, starts with, hey, you know what, I stalked to you on Facebook and you seem pretty cool and I'm going to behave in a way that you would think that I'm cool. So it would be quite, you know, not working.
Also, like, our personalities on Facebook and, like, maybe even this radio show right now, like, they can be different from the personalities we have, like, when we actually open up to someone.
Not for me.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, my personality might change a bit more depending on, like, who I'm talking to or what I'm talking about. No, I mean, I think right now it's definitely one of aspects of my personality that I'm showing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly. I think like other people would probably judge it better who know me.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting that you bring it up because, you know, for example, today I went to the Quest meeting and I felt like, you know, I would offend people by saying some things because, you know, I thought that, you know, there were some really positive and really nice conversations that were going on, but at the same time, I felt like they were focusing on one aspect too much just to support their own case. Whereas if you look at it from other perspective, maybe that is helping the society in a way too. I mean, of course, you know, I really admired, you know, how people were really like sharing and stuff, but at the same time I felt like I was someone who could offend people in there, and like, you know, not being offensive, but like those people are also people who get offended more easily, honestly.
It's basically the idea, this like relationship between safe space and like the rest of the world, and like if a safe space is needed, and like that's a huge topic. So I think if we get into it right now, it would be well, I guess kind of boring to our listeners maybe, and like,
well, not necessarily. So I mean, okay, I was about to talk in Turkey. I don't think, you know, like listening to this radio show is about like just
music,
or like, you know, just learning about cultures. You know, this is also about our own personality, because this is our radio show. So the people who are listening to this shouldn't listen to it just to learn about other cultures, but they should also enjoy our personality, because
we are cool, right?
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not the judge of that.
No, I think I am, but yeah, right now I was kidding.
But, you know, I think...
Okay, that's kind of weird.
As long as you're not writing a script, and as long as we're not preparing things beforehand, I think our concern shouldn't be if we're entertaining our audience in a more majority, but we should be more focused on, I mean, the audience should be more focused on if they're enjoying our personality. But anyways, you guys got the idea.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
No, I think we all do. That's a common trait.
Is it? I didn't hear you say anything for the past, let's say, 10 minutes.
Really? Who brought up the entire "it's cute" and defended that?
It's cute. What
about the about like someone who has a crush on us listening to our radio show?
Okay.
So I was talking to him. I just don't remember.
Oh yeah, you just sparked the conversation. Then you started listening to us and observing us, kind of like how you observe other people through their radio shows.
But then you started talking about Quest, which he has no idea about.
Yeah.
So
I was just like, okay.
Yeah, don't blame her.
All right, that's true. That's true. True. You got me there. I'm so sorry. No, I'm not. So this next song, Iqbal.
No, the name of the song is Aşağıya, which means hope.
Aşağıya.
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 Less of the nasal tone, but anyway.
Okay,
Aşağıya. It means hope. It's one of my favorite songs. It's a very inspirational song, so not romantic. Finally. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a very inspirational song, and it talks about, it basically is saying that I wish that all your hopes and dreams are fulfilled.
So Iqbal, is that like the,
it's the artist.
Okay, what about the like the poster? Is that, looks like a movie poster even, you know, it doesn't look like...
No, I think it was from an album.
Interesting.
Yeah, it could be an album cover.
I think it's
an album. That's a pretty bad album cover. You know, if I saw that, I'd be like, I guess I'll pass on this one for now.
It depends also on what kind of music you like.
True. If I was, you know, born and raised in India, maybe I'd be like, damn.
No, this isn't the most...
Damn. Look at this album cover.
I don't think it's bad. I think... So, like, the guy is basically... He has his hands, like, up towards the sky. And, like, that is the pose people take when they are feeling, like, victorious. So I think that very much goes with the idea of hope.
I agree.
It's just... It's maybe not the best in terms of, like... It could have been, like, made better.
It's...
Yes, I want to hear what...
I agree, but this is again a very old... This is not... These are not relatively recent songs. Like, these are not from, like... I think this song is from 2003 or 2004. And I wouldn't say it's the most exciting album cover, but it's for the genre that Iqbal makes songs in. It would appeal to that genre of people. Maybe not the album cover, but the artist. So,
I mean, I agree that the artist would, you know, appeal to his fans. Like
the
any artist
cover,
would appeal to their fans.
The album cover isn't really, I don't know. I mean, if I was going to go buy an album, I would not be looking at the cover.
Me neither. But like when I was just commenting on how the album cover was rather, you know, not
simplistic.
Even simple, you know, even on the maybe bad side.
Well, maybe. I wouldn't disagree.
Okay, then let's enjoy the song.
Let's enjoy the song.
Yes.
Before you guys start beating me up.
No, I'm seriously getting frustrated.
Wait, actually, you're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Great. Enjoy.
कुछ पाने की हो आस आस कोई अरमा हो जो खास खास आशाएं हर कोशिश में हो बार बार करे दरियाओं को आर पार आशाएं तूफानों को चीर के मंजिलों को छीन ले हर रात रात हो ख्वाहिशों से बात बात आशाएं लेकर सूरज से आग आग गाए जा अपना राग राग आशाएं कुछ ऐसा करके दिखा खुद खुश हो जाए खुदा
One more.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, now I'm the one sort of in charge of the equipment and I'm still learning.
Okay, so, adjust these according to your...
Oh, right, yeah.
for example, I increased this because you were talking to a microphone from far away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so should we talk? Yeah, let's talk a little bit on this song, because we said it's on Hope, right?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say, Trisha, on this, or should we play the next one?
I want to talk about it. I thought the type of the music was very different from the first two. You know, is it because it's more recent, or is it just like the style of the artist is different?
The style of the artist is different.
That's all you're gonna say.
It's also much more recent, but it is also it's just like a completely different genre of music.
Is this guy like, you know, is this type of music specific to this guy, unique, or is it more?
Several people make that kind of music. And I would say a lot of people in my generation.
If that blows up, that would be bad.
Yeah, that's your best. Anyway, a lot of people in my generation would have an appreciation for both. Like old songs, relatively new songs, songs which are not necessarily from Bollywood, which is Indian Hollywood, if I put it that way. So these are those songs which like don't necessarily fall under any specific genre, but like are appreciated by.
No, yeah, that's really nice. I mean, definitely, I am happy that you played something that is not Bollywood.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've been just playing Bollywood. And, you know, that's great. It's just, you know, I was wondering what is not Bollywood, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the first, like, two songs, I think, were the types that I've never heard before. I've also definitely heard more Bollywood music than anything else among Indian music. Yeah, I liked the last one a lot too. It was really nice. So, okay, let's play the next one. So, do you want to read this? I don't think I will get it as right as Kamal did.
Tum Hi Ho.
Yes.
Tum Hi Ho. Okay. Yeah. I guess. Okay. So that's
Ashiki.
Ashiki. Oh well, then it's easy. Okay.
Aditya Roy Kapoor.
Shraddha Kapoor.
Yeah. So that's the actresses. This is from a movie.
It's from a movie?
From a recent-ish.
Is it a good movie?
No.
Well.
No.
Well, as long as the song is good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a nice song. Again, it's a romantic song.
Okay.
I guess it's a lot of romance in India.
Yes,
Kama Sutra. Go ahead right now.
Oh.
No, play. I was going to...
हम तेरे बिन अब रह नहीं सकते तेरे बिना क्या वजूद मेरा हम तेरे बिन अब रह नहीं सकते तेरे बिना क्या वजूद मेरा तुझसे जुदा अगर हो जाए तो खुद से ही हो जाएंगे जुदा क्योंकि तुम ही हो अब तुम ही हो जिंदगी अब तुम ही हो चैन भी मेरा दर्द भी मेरी आशिकी अब तुम Thank you.
क्योंकि तुम ही हो अब तुम ही हो जिंदगी अब तुम ही हो चैन भी मेरा दर्द भी मेरी आशिकी अब तुम
You forgot to turn off the computer sound.
Oh, I now, clicked it. But
now turn off the tab because it's going to go into the next song in Firefox.
No, yeah.
This one.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Now.
Great.
Yeah. We're going into the next song right now.
Yeah we're not going to talk about this song because we are limited in time. So what's the next song?
It's an upbeat recent Bollywood song. It's called Saturday, Saturday. Let's get into it.
Okay.
ਕੁੜੀ ਇਹ ਕਲੱਬ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੱਚਦੀ
Saturday.
By Indeep Bakshi featuring Bacha.
Yep, he's a rapper. Anyway,
thank you very much for listening to us. Plus 90 with Kaman and Tamar. You're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM
Lafayette College Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania.
All right, that was that.
Yeah, I like it this way. I like it this way.
And thank you very much, Trisha, for coming and joining us tonight. It was really lovely. You chose really nice. Well, you quote unquote chose really lovely songs.
It was a pleasure.
It was a really nice conversation too, especially after you guys stopped looking at your cell phones.
Yeah, actually, thank you so much for telling us that, because like life is so much better when we stop looking at cell phones.
I agree.
Yeah. Like face to face is how life happens.
Yeah, that's why I don't look at Instagram or Facebook or anything.
Yeah, no, I really dislike Facebook. Anyway, all right. Yeah, okay. Good night. Thank you so much, Trisha, for coming. This was really lovely. I learned.
Now you're gonna turn off the microphone.
Okay. Yeah. Good night. Tune in next Thursday at 11.